Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. New Yorkers have chosen Democrat Tom Suozzi to fill an open U.S. House seat in the state's 3rd congressional district. As Desiree DiOrio from member station WSHU reports, Suozzi's victory will shrink the narrow Republican majority in the House even further.
In the swing district that gained notoriety for sending Republican George Santos to Congress, voters battled a snowstorm to elect Democrat Tom Suozzi. He represented New York's 3rd congressional district before, from 2017 through 2022. The race has been watched closely across the country as an indicator of public sentiment ahead of the November elections. The migrant crisis at the southern border and its impacts on New York City and the suburbs played a dominant role throughout the tight race. Suozzi has promised to bring a steady hand back to Washington in the aftermath of Santos's tumultuous 11 months on the job before his expulsion last year. For NPR News, I'm Desiree DiOrio on Long Island.
House Republicans have voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, saying that he's failed to secure the southern U.S. border and has breached the public's trust. The vote was 214 to 213, with 3 Republicans joining most Democrats in opposing the resolution. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett voted for impeachment.
It just says to America that we're going to hold somebody accountable, at least on the House side.
2 members of each party abstained from the impeachment vote. The resolution is likely to fail in the Democratic-led Senate. A new law in Maine grants subpoena powers to a commission that's investigating the worst mass shooting in that state's history. Steve Missler from Maine Public has more.
The commission's new power comes as it probes a rampage killing 18 people last fall in Lewiston that unfolded despite warnings about the gunman's increasing paranoia. While the panel has heard testimony from local law enforcement, it has yet to hear from the gunman's Army Reserve Unit. The gunman spent 2 weeks at a New York psychiatric hospital last year after he was pulled from an Army training mission. His superiors have come under scrutiny for not promptly alerting police or seizing his firearms. The new subpoena power law doesn't specifically target the Army, but the commission director recently told state lawmakers that the panel had been spurned by uncooperative witnesses. The Army Inspector General is conducting a separate probe. For NPR News, I'm Steve Missler in Augusta, Maine.
Federal regulators are calling for upgrades to cockpit flight recorders. The National Transportation Safety Board cites the loss of evidence from an ill-fated Alaska Airlines flight during which a door panel blew off in midair. There were no major injuries, but the incident prompted a temporary grounding of Alaska and United Airlines' Boeing 737 MAX 9 fleets. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says since 2018, more than a dozen investigations have been hindered because the flight recorders had been reused. This is NPR. The U.S. Senate has approved and sent to the House an emergency aid bill to help fund the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The House passed the measure early Tuesday following an hours-long Republican filibuster. There have been growing calls for Israel to hold off a planned offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah amid efforts to get a pause in the fighting. In Cairo, talks aimed at getting a ceasefire in Gaza ended early Tuesday without an agreement. The southern Gaza city is where more than 1 million displaced civilians have sought refuge from the fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Drug overdose deaths in the United States continue to hit records, with more than 112,000 people dying from them each year. Some addiction experts are looking for answers in Portugal, where drug deaths have been reduced by 80%. Details from NPR's Brian Mann.
Portugal's government focused its addiction response not on police and arrests like in the U.S., but instead developed a system of free, widely available drug treatment. They also decriminalized small amounts of drugs so people experiencing addiction don't fear prosecution. Miguel Moniz, who studies drug policy at the University of Lisbon, says Portugal's approach is saving lives and also results in fewer drug-related crimes.
There's an impression in the U.S. that if you decriminalize, then everybody's then it's a wild west where everyone uses drugs. That hasn't been the case in Portugal.
According to government data, people in the U.S. are now 45 times more likely to die from street drugs compared with people in Portugal. Brian Mann, NPR News.
U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asian markets are mostly lower. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.